Now I'm dashing home, doing 85, swerving lane to lane with fire in my eyes. I've got a million thoughts going through my mind. I'm thinking about what am I doing, who I'm gonna do it to when I get home. How could I have been so blind? And then I look in my rearview. I cannot believe this. Damn, here comes a policeman. He drove right up on me, then flashed his lights. Then I pulled over without thinking twice. He hops out the car and walks over to me and says, "License and registration, please." I looked up at him and said, "Officer, is there something wrong?" He said, "No, except you were doing 60 in the 40 mile zone." And then I said, "Officer, let me explain, please. You see, the truth of the matter is that I've got an emergency." He said no excuses and no exceptions. He flicks his cigarette and then gives me the ticket. Said, "Have a nice day," and walked away. I said, "Yeah, right," and drove away. And then I turned my radio on and did 55 all the way home. I pull up in the driveway, hop out and slam the car door. Then go around the back, bust up in the house, and she's screaming, "What's all that for?" Then I'm like, "Woman, I called this house," and a man picked up my phone. Then she says, "Calm down, did you forget my brother Twan came home?" Oh, oh. And that's all I could say was, "Oh, oh." With a stupid look on my face, said, "I forgot he came home today." And she says, "That's okay, because honey, I understand." She said, "You don't have to explain." Then I took her by the hand, I kissed her, and then we went to the room. And then I turned some music on, apologized one more time, then went down and started getting it on. Then she started biting her lips, grabbing me and making noise. Now we're making love and she's in my ear whispering, "It's all yours." I said, "I love you," and she said, "I love you too." And a tear fell up out my eye, and then I called her my sunshine. And then she looked at me and said, "Baby, go deeper, please." And that's when I started going crazy, like I was trying to give her a baby. The room felt like it's spinning, cause we keep turning and turning, as if we were in a whirlwind, the way our toes are curling. Then next thing you know, she started going real wild and screaming my name. And then I said, "Baby, we must slow down," before I bust a vessel in my brain. She said, "Please, no, don't stop." And I said, "I caught a cramp." Then she said, "Please keep on going." I said, "My leg is about to crack." Then she cries out, "Oh my goodness, I'm about to climax." And I say, "Cool, climax, but just let go of my leg." She says, "You're the perfect..."